Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 5/14/2021. And I'm going to give you a quick update from last night. We talked about the Red Chinese launch, Loony Balloons, the balloon platforms that are the command and control of the Chinese military. Now, let me just tell you this. It's quite interesting. After that show last night, where they were all out there on the 12-mile limit on the East Coast and on the West Coast, well, it seems like the Red Chinese decided that maybe some porpoises and sharks and whales needed to get the free Google, allegedly Google Internet. And they backed them up to about 50 miles outside the United States line or outside the United States coastline. Now, let me tell you some more here. We've had in-depth look at the different one. Let's go to the West Coast where we started with these things. And we had, remember we had the three, we talked about three of them. And that the one disappeared because it went up above 60,000 feet or 62,000, turned off the transponder. But it's still up there as far as we know. And then there were the other two that were there off of San Diego, up at about 50,000, 52,000 feet, guys, off of San Diego. But they moved them real close together. They moved them real close together, maybe interlocked the platforms so they could have the two ion engines on, and that's how they move these. These are not floating in the breeze and the trade winds and the boom, 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 boom. They're not doing that. No. They got little ion engines that can go and shoot them down the road about 50 miles an hour, all right? And that allows them to maneuver or to stay close in a close proximity to hover, in a sense. And then the big balloons are up, and then so if you got two of these locked together or very close together, then you got almost 40 to 50 feet of platform of cameras. Are you listening there, Coronado? Are you listening, Coronado? Huh? They got cameras. They got electromagnetic portable weapons. They got every kind of antenna. They got videos. They got transceivers. They're relaying stuff out to Chinese subs, the whole nine yards. Now, I'm going to tell you where they came from. So maybe you can get some of them guys that run 10 miles every morning, or maybe you run 7. Who is it? Well, get some of the Marine Recon. The Marine Recon are 10 mile, all right? Instead of 7 mile along the strand, the Marine Recon run 10 miles, okay? You need to get some SEALs or Marine Recon or some Marine Raiders or whatever you got down there now. And get them out of the gaslight district. Get them the heck out of there and get them to work. And why don't you send some that are unvaccinated so maybe they'll have a good mindset, okay, and not be screwed up from the Borg juice. But the two were launched that are now hooked up almost close together. The two were launched from a north and east of San Diego from a very desolate, sort of like a spot in the rough mountains and the terrain there in those areas. They were launched right out of there. And they came up and then went out to sea to overlook your bases in San Diego and watching every carrier, watching every ship come in and out, watching the PT, you know, at the SEAL, SEAL base, watching the PT at the new SEAL base. That's not too far. If you got some Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts out there at that new little rugged SEAL base, why don't you go up and see if you can find out where the Red Chinese were launching these things out of, you know, where they're launching these things out of. Maybe you can take them some Girl Scout cookies. Now, so we still got three up out of there. Now, that third one that's up real high, that was launched, just so you know, ONI, Oh, FBI, FBI, you guys are not even smart enough to understand any of this crap. You're looking for American extremists. You're probably at the Navy base in San Diego and the Marine Corps base looking for somebody who had a rebel flag tattoo back in 1995 and is ready to cashier out after being in three tours in the war, you know, Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever. So you're looking for them to do them. That's what the FBI is up to. So if you're still interested in red Chinese spies and espionage activities and Russian espionage activities, if you still want to defend the United States of America, then I suggest you send some 7-mile-a-day runners or 10-mile-a-day runners. And I like both of them. I've known people from both different things. All right? Recon, you know, up from the sub 50 feet below, make a head call. I'm ready to go. Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. A little bit less equipment, maybe a little bit more on the doggone dogged toughness. But whoever needs to go, send them on up and look to see where the red Chinese are launching out of your desolate desert, hilly, mountainous area where you got a few trees to hide them when they go up. They're not Google balloons, allegedly. The red Chinese launches those balloons. And I guess now that since we moved them back past the 50-mile limit or 45, 50 miles out now from the 12, do you know what that does? Let's just talk turkey here, boys. What that does, NSA and Navy Intel and the radar boys and the guys on the carriers and all that crap, what that tells you is that the red Chinese telltale themselves that those are their command and control spy balloons right over your military bases in San Diego and L.A. area. And at altitude, the one up closer to Long Beach, it can see way up the coast and see other bases. And also see, guess what? It can see, I'm going to whisper, it can see Vandenberg. Vandenberg Air Force Base. Where you launch a secret space program out of. Well, isn't that interesting? Because the red Chinese launched the third balloon on the West Coast from a submarine or a vessel of some sort. I suspect a sub because that's what they did before. And when we reported on this back several months ago, they backed that sub off and way down and went way back down there to Mexico side of the thing. Okay? So if you want to send somebody out there to look where they launched them, but what I really suggest you do as you send somebody up to go to look at them. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the East Coast in a minute, but let me just tell you this. Somebody on the East Coast, we'll talk about, I'll go back and forth. Now, the East Coast had three that were off the coast of Norfolk, Oceana, Hampton Roads, Little Creek, the CIA, you know, base there, the farm, the other little spot where they can see where they're at. And guess what? Guess what? They moved after last night's show. The red Chinese loonies were moved out about to the 50-mile limit instead of the 12. They telltaled themselves and let you know if you're smart enough to understand that that was a telltale and that they are the red Chinese military. They're spying on your bases on the East Coast, D.C., all of it. And the FBI is hunting white supremacists and people who don't like Red China Joe, the $10 a gallon man. get your you-know-what out of your you-know-what and get up there. Now, the East Coast, let me tell you this, guys. The East Coast already sent a jump jet up to take a look. But these things are up about 50, 52,000 or maybe even higher, closer to 60,000 feet. They can see from Groton, Connecticut to Treasure Island, baby. They can see it all. They can interlock D.C., the CIA, the DIA, the NRO, all of it. And guess where two of those launched on the East Coast from? Are you guessing? Well, I'll tell you this, the FBI don't understand it anymore because they don't give a crap about Russian spies or Chinese spies. But do you remember, all you older people in the military, do you remember where the Russian stay-behinds or the illegals used to bury their nuclear weapons? Where was it? It was out in the Blue Ridge, the Appalachians, out in the mountains, the real heavily forested areas, west of Virginia, D.C. But in Virginia, two of those loony balloons were launched from a very secluded, high forested area where there aren't even any roads out in there. Maybe you got some Army boys or Navy boys or Marine Corps boys. Maybe somebody at Quantico needs to go out. Why don't you take about 100 FBI with you so they'll quit looking for white supremacists that happen to be Asian, black, or Hispanic, okay? Once you get them out in the field and get their shoes muddy, because all they're doing is coming after, of course, I'm going to talk to you about your SOCOM in a little bit, too. So, here's the deal. The third one, guess where it got launched from? The third one off the East Coast, off Oceania, and all of that, Norfolk. It got launched from either a submarine or a Chinese vessel out at sea and then came in to the array with the other two. So two of them were launched out of a really heavily forested area in Virginia. You know, out there in the boondocks. And you should have been able to see them when they came up. Somebody should watch on a low-level radar, or somebody should be there or have sensors or something. I guess you're there to protect the United States East Coast, aren't you? And D.C. and all of your ships. You guys get any word of any storm out there, you fly all your planes into the Wright-Patterson and Texas and all kind of other places where the storms aren't going to be. You know where all the stuff is. You got stuff from 1950s that could read the advertising on a pack of cigarettes. Let alone what you got now, the Iridium satellites and all of that. I mean, they could read the engraving on your watch if you took it off and looked at it, or your wedding ring, you know? From deep space. So anyway, East Coast. Two launched out of Virginia wilderness in the high, heavily forested area. No roads even around it. Another third one launched from the sub. But you did something good. Somebody, some line commander, somebody, probably with the U.S. Navy or probably with the Marine Corps aviator, okay, or somebody on a, perhaps a carrier, had enough temerity or enough guts to send one up to at least make a few passes out there where those red Chinese are at. God bless you. And thank you for trying to protect the United States of America just like I am and just like old signal intelligence people are, okay? Just like the old timers, the old school is still trying to protect America while most everybody is on a mole hunt in the Pentagon for white supremacists, the biggest threat to America, according to Biden's crew, all right? Now, they sent one of them jump jets up to look. It made a few passes, and that's good. But guys, they're going to squawk like they're a Google balloon. They ain't Google balloons. Allegedly, they ain't Google balloons. They may say they are. But who in the heck at 50 miles out do the sharks or the whales or the porpoise, do they need the internet help? Or the poor porpoises need the internet help. Okay, I gotcha. Or maybe the bluefin tunas who are so tired of being fought at and looked for on television. The bluefins may need internet help from the Googos. But that ain't what they are. They're red Chinese, low-level sneaky command and control, and also offensive weapons. They can take your helicopter out, your plane out. They can zap you with a frequency weapon. They can turn off your ship. They might even be able to turn off your Aegis, your fancy new Aegis, upgraded Aegis. Oh, yeah, upgraded, upgraded Aegis. Targeting systems, just like the Donald Cook, and just basically turn off everything but the exit lights, boys. Somebody needs to go up there. I got a suggestion for East Coast and West Coast. Why don't you get the secret word? The secret word will get the bird, you know? Why don't you get the secret word through the backside of this side or the other side or the side that don't exist? And why don't you contact what I call the mighty men of valor, all right? And why don't you tell them to vector in a TR-3B right above them Google balloons and see if they can't, they don't have to have any really kinetic action. They could just hover over them, you know? And maybe the outblast of the engine down there, the plasma engine, maybe that gets a little too hot, and maybe that fries the balloons. Uh-oh, loony balloon, gone to the deep six. Uh-oh, Davy Jones, look out. Why don't you put the TR-3Bs up there, or better yet, you got that rail gun you're real proud of, and you got some laser weapons you're proud of. Yeah, Boeing made you nice laser weapons from a B-52 or a 737 or whatever you want to call it, and they can zap clear through a pickup truck in the Ohio countryside after the cops block everybody off for miles on the little two-lane highway. Why don't you just shoot one up there and on a test, say, doing a test, laser weapon test, or railgun test. Oh, boom, boom, you know, whoosh. Oh, shoot. Those were those balloons. Oh, those weather balloons drifted right into our target area. So sorry. No ticky, no looky over. Norfolk, Hampton Roads, Little Creek, Quantico, D.C. No ticky, no laundry, boys. Sorry. Now, we still got the one running the weather systems down around the Gulf Coast, Mississippi-Louisiana line, and they also, I still had a sophisticated, different look at this. They could have been the ones that even hacked, into by spoofing the Russian dark side, and who knows who that really is, you see. That could be the NSA, as far as that goes. Out of San Antonio or somewhere, you know? Could be them, but it could also be the red Chinese from the Google balloon, the loony balloons, that could have hacked right into that pipeline and then screwed it up and then blamed it on the Russians, you know? It's all paid in Bitcoin, apparently, is what they say. So here you go. You still got command and control of the red Chinese, loony balloons, ion motor, allows them to stay aloft and at 40 to 50 mile per hour and move them down the line. And if you want to check, you can check on the ones we told you about months and months and months ago last year about how they were moving to try to intercept the SpaceX, and they were right on the thing. And when we started putting those things out, those reports out, coming from the San Diego area again, they dipped down into Mexico to try to avoid it and then came back up to allegedly a red Chinese-owned aviation facility near there in Texas, like West Texas, which then they got back up on their track, and then, lo and behold, somebody in a jump jet took off from out in the country, maybe off a ranch, to the west of San Antone. All right, and they went up, took a look, and Fox 1, Fox 2, they just pointed the jet upwards, you know. And they launched something really pretty good, and they took that balloon out of the sky. Why don't you do it again? They telltaled themselves and moved it from the 12-mile line out to the 50-mile. But you better send some Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts or somebody up there and look for them launch sites and look around. You start seeing laundry men and chow mein boys in the forest, then you better take the suckers out. And if they're in there and at the allowance of the Red China, you know, gave my son $101.45 billion, don't you know, $10 gallon man, well, then somebody needs to ask the hard questions. And somebody needs to make a line officer decision on the spot, or maybe a good decision by a top non-com, you know, a master chief or a diamond sergeant or something like that, and, you know, a load master or whatever. And maybe they ought to just say, oh, dadgummit, my twitchy finger happened, and then everybody thought it was that, and well, we must have shot a couple deer, you know, those little smaller Chinese deer, you know, they had the little antlers, you know. That's the update, and I'm going to tell you, it's pretty sick, because this stuff is just ongoing, and it looks like the United States is totally vulnerable, and they paid the ransom on the attack on this colonial pipeline. There'll be another one next week. It's going to be, see, they did it with what? Texas and the power grid. Now they're already talking about the power grid on the West Coast for this summer. Going to be without power. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Allegedly, from somebody getting information from the backside, or from the ho-ho-ho, the ha-ha-ha, or the, you know, whatever, allegedly we're hearing the rumor, or the alleged rumor, or perhaps that the COs, the high level, the Wright-Patterson folk in Ohio, have been telling the lower level command people, listen carefully, because I'm serious here, because it all fits, doesn't it? Now listen to me. The top COs allegedly have told, according to, you know, a source, deep background source, that ain't far from right, Pat, telling the lower level command, in other words, the top slots, telling the captains, the lieutenants, etc., and telling them to prepare, listen to this exact wording, to prepare for a storm that will possibly knock out power for 30 days. I'm going to repeat that. Allegedly, from a deep background source, allegedly, top COs at Wright Pat are telling lower level command to prepare for a storm that will possibly knock out power for 30 days. Well, first thing I'm going to say on that, it sounds like they know that it will. And if they do, how do they know it? Or what's going to happen that they know that it will happen? And they're going ahead and giving orders or telling people to prepare in their lower command so that they can prepare the air command and the other troops and all the different people there, the flight line, etc. And then the idea of using the term storm, could they be talking about a coronal mass ejection or an EMP attack or massively generated tornadoes by the HAARP or by the Google balloons that is going to then knock out the thing? But it looks like for 30 days, that sounds like that's going to be more like an EMP, a CME, or maybe a real bad hack. Or they could have some Russians, which are up in that area. They also got a little Chinese up in that area, too. Because the Red Chinese University was what? Oh, you guys at Wright-Patterson made them your partners in cyber command. You made, what was it, Beijing University or Red China Joe Alma Mater University in Beijing or whatever. You remember back about 10 years ago, you made the Red Chinese part of the Cyber Command family. So much so that in your area up there in Ohio, that the wives came and started taking jobs at the grocery store or the drugstore or the clothing store or the jewelry store, you know, and you started putting their kids into various universities in Ohio, like Ohio State, and like Ohio, and a whole bunch of others. They prefer the ones in the smaller towns, though, because then they're going in and buying up the grocery store, the gas station, and the malt shop. They can put a jukebox in there, and maybe Fonzie will show up, you know? So allegedly, Wright Pat CO is telling the lower level command to prepare for a storm that will possibly knock out power for 30 days. What's it going to be? CME or EMP? Are they going to have commandos take out the 9 key power substations with conventional weapons and throw the whole grid off in the country? It sounds like somebody knows what's getting ready to happen. Now, I would warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that if they're telling them, allegedly telling their officers below them, the command is, and those guys are where the cyber command is. Those guys are where a whole lot of little green men are in the highest level, you know, of the U.S. military has been with regards to the space aliens, etc. Then if they're telling their people to prepare for a storm that could knock power out for 30 days, then I don't care where you live in the United States, you had better go out and get you know, those solar panels at Harbor Freight or somewhere else, the portable ones, the cheap ones, where you could put something up to where at least you could charge some batteries up to run a refrigerator freezer or to, you know, switch off for this refrigerator freezer to the big freezer or whatever. You also need to get food. You need to get lamp oil. Excuse me. What does Lord Jesus tell you to do in Matthew 25? What's the parable about? Wise and foolish virgins. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And well, the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with them to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So you better prepare for a storm that's going to knock power out for 30 days, or I would tell you that may knock it out for 18 months, or maybe for good. 120-hour candles, 60-hour candles, 30-hour candles, any candles you can get. Lamp oil. Kerosene's okay, but, I mean, get one of those Dietz lanterns, some of those Dietz lanterns, those big blue Jupiters and those kind of types. Get one of them Petromax lanterns. The Petromax will run on unleaded gas or just about anything, but I would not use them. You can't use them inside. And I would still just run lamp oil in them. You might check Sportsman's Guide to see if they got any lamp oil. You could also take a look at, Lehman's. Lehman's, L-E-H-M-A-N-S. See what kind of lamp oil they've got. See if you can buy it in bulk. Call them up. Ask them if they'll give you a deal. If you buy a few cases, they can ship it to you ASAP. So, ladies and gentlemen, prepare for a storm that might knock the power out for 30 days. Allegedly, that's straight from the top command's mouth, or at least somebody in the upper reaches of Wright Pat being told to the lower level command, which then, as it all goes downhill, means that they're going to tell it to the airmen, and there's also soldiers up there too, and all the stuff. Incidentally, they've had really high level security there for a good reason, and I'm glad they do. But I'm going to tell you guys there too, you ought to be looking around to see if you got any Google balloons or what's coming in. And just to remind you, if you go up, up Sandusky way, and going back to where we had the Red Chinee bat cave hunting team down in Berea, Kentucky, back about 2:05, when we've told you about that so many times on air, that guess what? You know, after they left in this area, then the bats around the country started getting white nose syndrome, a new bat virus. Well, then that went back probably to the East Coast, allegedly into the thing that Fauci, Barrick, and the Bat Lady may have been involved in, creating this and putting some new bat virus in with the SARS, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just getting, like, real deep, you know what I mean? So, therefore, you better put on your big boy boots, you know, your big girl boots. And you better start preparing in earnest. You don't get all scrambled and all crazy and all la 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 and try to tell. You can't tell everybody and your dog and your family to tell them that they're going to do it because they ain't going to do jack doodly squat. Because what you know and what you understand represents maybe 10 to 15% of the population. Nobody else wants to know it. I would tell you, give them one or two shots. Hey, you better get prepared. You better get some food. You better get some lamp oil in case something happens. Why don't you get some five-gallon cans of gasoline? I heard a story from somebody today in the Carolinas, and they said, well, my old girlfriend called me, and she was never into prepping. She wanted to go on vacations and stuff, and I was into prepping, so we kind of parted company. But she couldn't find gasoline, thought I might know where to get some. Well, then somebody asked that old girlfriend, well, did you take, are you going to go? Are you going to take an extra 5-gallon can or something? Oh, I don't have any, you know. You see, it ain't going to work like that. You're not going to be able to convince everybody in your family or your neighbors or any of them. As a matter of fact, they'll probably report you to the FBI or the cops. So prepare as best you can. Tell people. And if you can, just give them, print out an article from one of the websites or something and hand it to them. And make your own plans, keep your own counsel. So now, I've told you guys, you ought to send somebody up right now. Why don't you just take right off, go on up, and give another look at these loonies at about the 50-mile line where they moved from the 12-mile line last night after we talked about them on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep in contact with Old Hawk, you can Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. Radio Hawk 777 at hotmail.com. You want to reach me by mail? If you can keep Old Hawk in the game, that's most helpful if you can, because it's most needed. Send a little something to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. It can be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes. It could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'm going to tell you what, Brother Steve Quayle has the extinction protocols that's going to probably be right on time, live stream, about June 11th, I believe, is when it is. Let me see if I can pull that signage down here so I can give you the right number. Let's see. Streaming broadcast event, June 11th and 12th, 2021. Featuring, of course, Steve Quayle, Catherine Austin Fitz. She used to work for the government. She knows her stuff big time. Gary Haven, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who's an expert on the COVID and all these vaccines and all the real science about them. Egon von Greyers, who is the expert on the gold and silver, platinum, the precious metals. Mike Adams, Lisa Haven, Paul Begley, Dave Hodges, all good people, and Daniel Holdings. And I'll tell you what, there's another person I think in there that's not listed that will be really good. There's who knows, but that's going to be coming up June 11. You know, go to stevequayle.com and click on Extinction Protocols or call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you, and to get you set up for the streaming broadcast event. And I will tell you this, while you're up there and you're talking to Steve or Daryl or his son, Steve's son Tyler, you get some of the book promo books. You can buy two books and get one free. That's a real good deal. And Quayle's books are nice and big, big and thick, and with all kind of footnotes and well-researched, you know. Get Empire Beneath the Ice. Get the Giants book. Get the some of the DVDs or something, too. Just get as much of it as you can so that you will know why this stuff is getting ready to happen or is not getting ready to happen, has already started to happen. And Extinction Protocols, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, and I think just like his other one that he did, when he was down there at the last one at Branson, or where they did it, that after that it was never going to be the same. Well, let me tell you something. It ain't never really going to be the same either, I don't think, after June, about June 10th or 11th, okay? So there you go, stevequayle.com. And let me say this also, ladies and gentlemen. I saw something here. Let me just see. This is out of Yahoo Finance. Blackouts threaten the entire U.S. West Coast this summer. The entire U.S. West, not the coast, as heat awaits. And they give all these things. Western electricity shortfall this summer means states reliant on power imports may be at risk of blackouts for days or months. Blackouts for months. You hearing me on the West Coast? You hearing me out there? I know the people at the old stagecoach stop. I know you've got you some lamp oil and what have you, and some candles, and a little extra food. But I'm going to tell you what, don't forget to get food for the dogs, the cats, the goats, you know, the horses, everybody, and you better start stocking up. So they're talking Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, Northern California, Washington and Oregon, and that's right out of that. First they struck California, then Texas. Now blackouts are threatening the entire U.S. West as nearly a dozen states head into summer with too little electricity. Oh, well, thanks. You know, we're Red China Joe. I thought he was going to have all the electric cars, and it's going to be so much electricity, and everything's just going to be wonderful, you know? Now, I also saw something here earlier. And this is from naturalnews.com. This is from the health ranger, Mike Adams, who's going to be also with Steve in that protocols, extinction protocols. And his article on May 12th, Wednesday, May 12th, Mike Adams, this is not a drill. Countdown to mass famine has begun, and people you know will starve and die. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you better get any kind of food you can, because the truck still ain't quite rolling. They've paid the ransom to the dark side, you know. And here's what Mike Adams says, kind of echoes. Things will never go back to normal. You are living through a war being waged against the human race. And what they don't seem to realize is that America has already entered an era of hyperinflation and wholesale currency debasement. The dollar is headed for imminent collapse, meaning a total wipeout of all dollar-denominated assets, including bank deposits, pensions. And with the financial collapse underway, the anti-American Marxists, Biden, Whitmer, Newsom, etc., are tearing down American infrastructure, leading engineered blackouts and grid down failures, and you will see more clearly by summer. These assaults on America, I'm reading right out of this article here from Mike Adams, the health ranger, these assaults on America will complete the economic takedown of America, resulting in mass famine and starvation across the vaccine-damaged, zombified population of oblivions. Over the next 4 years, according to the now-defunct Deagle.com website, American population will be reduced to around 65 million survivors, and I will add only, most will die of starvation and disease, augmented by lawless violence and chaos in the cities. The collapse has already begun. This ain't a drill, people. It ain't a drill. You know what I mean? It ain't a drill. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's all kind of things that I could tell you, but one thing I will tell you is that in Indochina, the Montagnards, the mountain tribes people, are so hungry for the word of the Lord Jesus that, you know, 80 Bibles go up the mountain surreptitiously by a good trusted person who takes them up. And these are Bibles that are made in the individual village dialects of each tribe, a Bible and a songbook. We've had a lot of people listen to this show have helped out the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And these people are just so fired up. The Nunemakers cannot get out of France. France won't let anybody leave, nor will the Indochina areas, the Cambodia, Laoses, Vietnams, Thailands, the Shan states, Burma, all those kind of areas. They ain't letting people in either, let alone Christian missionaries. Because these people are fired up. They're getting baptized. They're singing. They're enjoying the Bibles. You got young people. I'm looking at pictures of them right now. Just, you know, little churches, little assembly halls filled with 20, 30, 40 people or 10 or 12 people here and there. And these people are smiling like you can't believe, and they're hugging their Bibles. That a lot of them have been sent by people listening to this show. If you want to still help out, get the word out before the whole thing comes into the whole end days, send what you can to the Nunemaker. That's Nunemaker, Nunemaker, or Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus bless you for anything that can go their way too. And I'll tell you what, it's tricky, and they get them printed up in the specific languages, and then they go out, you know, I don't know, a few cases at a time and that kind of stuff. And usually we're not talking about thousands getting distributed by air, you know, air mail or, you know, no, we're talking because the political scene, the communists won't allow people to have them. So they got to go in there sneaky like, you know what I'm saying? They got to go up them old hills for all you people that know about them mountains, you know. Old Greg Evenson knew about them mountains, the Montagnard, all right. And they fought with us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. The best thing I can tell you is that a lot of this has been planned. It's been planned by Lucifer himself to take down the population. He's using his minions, his top people in the international banking systems, like the Rockefeller or the Rothschilds. And incidentally, it's not a Jewish thing. The Rothschilds are nominally Jewish, but they claim descendancy from, in their own family, from Nimrod and Semiramis. Nimrod and Semiramis, who are basically some of the founders or users of black magic on this planet thousands of years ago. And you can go online, if they still got it up there on the internet, you could go look for Rothschild, Satanic or Luciferian Costume Party. See if you what you find. It'll blow your mind, okay? But I'm going to tell you, that's in their own family words, all right? And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be around any of their chateaus in France or anything like that. Because those people have dungeons, you know what I mean? So that, the Rockefellers, there's a whole lot of other people. Red Chinese own most of the United States debt. There's other people in Lingdon, you know? Others that were, you know, old time the royalty, the royal families. Saxe Coburg Gotha. Oh, that's the Hanoverians. Oh, that's the British royal family, right? Well, it's also the Greek, the Regensburg, Germany, all the different kind of places. And they all claim descendancy, they're blue bloods, right? Blue bloods. Well, you ever notice that Krishna was blue and this one and that were blue, the ancient gods? Well, they're blue bloods because they're fallen angel, got fallen angel blood, you see, from the old Sumerian king lists and all of that, that go back 200,000 years on this planet. Of the fallen angels and the Lucys and the alien pond scum from places that they manipulated their genes as well, okay? Now, a lot of people in India are getting a black fungus, which is deadly in and of itself, as well as with the COVID-19. They're getting the black fungus. Now, I'm going to say this to you. You know, you better do your own research, but old Hawk has got himself a big jug of that mezzo silver from purest colloids. You can go to stevequayle.com. You can click through from there on mezzo silver. But when you get to them, you tell old Frankie Keys and the purest colloids people that old Hawk sent you, okay? You get you some of that. I would have me some of that there, I got some of this ivermectin right here. I got some of that, you know, them plungers, apple flavor. And that has been a proven factor. And now it's talked about, there's a Dr. Tyson that I heard on Sean Hannity's radio show the other day. Some with another doctor, I couldn't understand the pronunciation of his name. They ought to spell him sometimes. But this Dr. Tyson has treated over 5,000 people on the COVID with the various bunch of treatments. He's used hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak. He's used the ivermectin protocols. He's used the Regeneron, and a couple of those other monoclonal antibodies like were used on Trump. And he's treated and successfully apparently 5,000 people with these kind of things. And he says hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak work. The ivermectin and other, like a doxycycline or something with it work. Okay. And he says just make sure he gives them basically two or three of the different ones and he gets them out of the woods. Do your research. Understand that Frank Keyes, who owns the Purest Colloids, told me back years ago that the SARS was in Hong Kong, and that was in Toronto back then too, but in Hong Kong, he kept getting orders for pallets full of the 5-gallon carboy-sized plastic jugs of mesosilver, pallets full of them, multiple pallets going every other day, going several times a week to Hong Kong to a quote-unquote health food store there. And then after SARS went away, they started pouring that stuff down people and, because allegedly, if you look, and you can go up and look at mesosilver and Purest Colloids, you can call them and talk to them about research and they'll point you right to it. And incidentally, their factory does have an FDA inspector at the factory. And they don't have to because strictly speaking, it's just a pure silver compound and, real tiny particles with a lot of surface to them that are in like a deionized water, So there's nothing really to inspect, and it was the antiviral, antiparasite, and antibacterial treatment of your turn of the century, not the 21st century, but the 20th, well, actually the 21st too, but the 19th century going into the 20th century. And the old-time wagon trains, they used to put a pure silver dollar down into the milk or into the water jugs, to try to keep anything from growing there, and that would help to keep it good. Back during the old times of the Black Plague and the European, royalty and stuff. Well, all the royal people, particularly in Spain, had silver flatware, silver forks or spoons. They had plates and goblets that were made, out of high amount of silver. Probably the sterling or better 87 to 90% silver. And they had those and they drank wine out of them or they had tomatoes or whatever it is they were eating, whatever kind of a food they were eating. And that would get some of that silver would go into their body and the royal people were not getting the Black Plague. Now that's just a historical idea and it's very anecdotal. Always consult your own position about anything, but I'm just telling you what old Hawk has got that I'm taking. And then also, I've told you about Dr. Cass Ingram, where he made the P73 brand, the P73 program, the oregano brand. And he's got capsules or the oil. I like the capsules, the oregano capsules. Or the Oregamax. He's got different products with it in there. And Cass Ingram started taking that to get rid of a virus that allegedly he had gone to all of his big buddy doctors in Chicago, and he lives Buffalo Grove, or used to. Real neat suburb. Not far from Long Grove, I've told you about that. But anyway, what is it, the Lake Cook Road or something out in there? I don't know where it is. Anyway. Doctor went to Mayo's. They couldn't get rid of it. He went home. Somebody, probably a Greek lady down the street or something, or a Sicilian lady, said, "You try this," and gave him oil of oregano, I don't know if it was in a powder or the drops or whatever. He started feeling better in 2-3 days. He said, "My golly, I don't have this stuff anymore." He went and then did all the research, and they tested that product. The oregano, I like the capsules because you don't smell the stuff and it's not harsh on your lips or on your tongue like the oil is. You get what you can. At least I do. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you to go into any kind of a Luciferian night without a fight. I would urge everybody to pray a prayer to the Lord Jesus, to thank him for bringing you along and to keeping you safe so far in this game. And say, Lord Jesus, Lord, will you protect me against all evil? Will you provide anybody in my family that needs it or my friends? Would you provide them medical miracles, Lord Jesus? And Lord, if somebody wants a sanctuary, true sanctuary, where they can go and be hidden from what is getting ready to come, then will you please put it on their hearts where the true sanctuary is, Lord Jesus? And for those others who say, Lord, I'm with you, I'm strong with you, and you're strong with me, where do you want me, Lord, to stand against the evil? Where do you want me, Lord Jesus, to stand on the line and stand up against the evil from whence and wherever it's going to come? And that is a question, isn't it? Now, I just saw it today. I saw it yesterday, too, but I also saw it again today. Some people talking about it. Apparently, the Special Operations Command and the National Guard drone strike program are purchasing locations data of U.S. citizens. In other words, where your home is, where your cell phone is, or your car, or whatever it is you do, how they can track you or find where you're at. Now, why is the Special Operations Command and the National Guard drone strike purchasing locations data of U.S. citizens? I don't know, but I don't care for it, and I'm going to tell you what. Well, I'll tell you, we'll be in the spider holes, boys, when you come around the corner. And we may not be as young and as fast and as clever as you, but there's a whole lot of people out here with a whole lot of firepower. There's a whole lot of good old veterans and people out here who got their own night vision, that got their own ways of doing things, and who got World War II steel and Vietnam War steel and early Gulf War steel. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus and family. Mighty medicine of power. High tech numbers strike low. Mighty fire. High tech numbers. Yes. Yes. And take a research on your petty. Be ready.